share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Ministry of International Trade and Industry, MITI, has confirmed that during the full movement control order, FMCO, period, 586,308 companies with a 10.2 million workforce have registered under the COVID-19 Intelligent Management System, SIMS, 3.0. From that, 128,150 companies involving 1.57 million employees have obtained approval to operate during the MCO 3.0 period as of 7:30 a.m. this morning, reported Bernama. This includes chemical and E&E sectors that are categorized as necessary services because the sectors are closely linked in ensuring the safety and health of the people. However, this news hasn't sat well with Malaysians, who felt as if the lockdown will not yield results unless it accompanies strict implementation and more companies are asked to shut down and work from home, similar to MCO 1.0 we experienced in March last year. They were especially angry at the Minister of International Trade and Industry, Datuk Seri Azman Ali. As a result of this, the hashtag Azman Ali Letak Jawatan has started trending on Twitter alongside a petition demanding the resignation of the minister. At press time, the petition has gained over 5,700 signatures. Congratulations, there's no need for a lockdown if it's like this. Please everyone, just show some support. He is by far the worst MP that we've got. He's an absolutely spineless leader. This petition is the best thing after the MITI Malaysia fiasco and Azman Ali showing the rakyat just how incompetent he is and doesn't care about the people's lives. The minister has since posted a statement to clarify that they are aware of the complaints from some parties who claimed that SIMS 3.0 has been breached and they got approval despite being under a sector that was not allowed to operate. MITI is open to any form of complaints or criticism about the SIMS 3.0 system in order to ensure transparency and effective implementation of this system. He added that we're all currently in a war zone against an invisible enemy, thus we need to be confident to face any challenges. The minister also said that this is not a zero-sum game and that the ministry is responsible to save lives and take care of everyone's livelihoods. As the government plans and implements this circuit breaker, to make it happen, we need the whole of society, the people, the workers, the industries, to come aboard, to do their part to make this a success. How has your lockdown been going? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, MITI work travel approval letters will now have QR codes to prevent forgery. Source: The Straits Times. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Source: Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.